Before we wrap up this lesson, I need to explain one more important thing about the Internet. I've been talking about using the Internet to visit web pages and FTP sites, but how does the Internet keep track of where all these pages and sites are? And more importantly, how do you know where they are? Well, every single page or site of information on the Internet is considered a document. For example, a web page is a document, and the first set of menus at a Gopher site is also considered a document. Each document is assigned a unique address called a URL, or Universal Resource Locator. A URL is the same concept as your own home address. Your home address consists of several parts, such as a general part, the state, and a specific part, your house or apartment number. Look this over, then click to continue. Let's look at some typical URLs. As I mentioned earlier, information can be stored in different ways on an Internet computer. Information in web pages is stored one way. Files at an FTP site are stored another way, and documents at a Gopher site are stored yet another way. The boring technical details about how they're stored aren't as important as the fact that these areas of the Internet are a little different from each other. The way information is stored is called its protocol, another term to add to your list of Internet terminology. To get back to URLs, remember URLs, the first part of the address identifies its protocol, that is, what kind of information it is. For example, HTTP stands for information stored as a web page, and FTP stands for information stored as a file at an FTP site. Later in the course, I'll give you the full names for all these cryptic acronyms. The protocol part of the address is generally separated from the rest of the address by a colon and two forward slashes. The next part of the address identifies the actual computer that's storing the information. If you recall, a computer on the Internet is called a server. So this part is called the server address. It usually consists of three parts, separated by dots. The last part of the server address identifies the type of organization owning the computer. For example, COM stands for commercial, and EDU stands for educational, such as a university. The middle part stands for the computer itself, and the first part identifies the specific section within that computer. For World Wide Web pages, this part is often named www, but it doesn't have to be. The very last part of the URL identifies the specific document within a specific section of the server. For example, this document is the feedback page of Microsoft's website. Not all URLs contain this part. Look over the screen for a moment, and then we'll continue. You might have heard of email addresses before. These are slightly different from universal resource locators, because an email address is not really a document. It's just a storage area for email messages. This is my email address. The part to the right of the @ sign represents the computer or server that stores all of my email messages. That computer is usually the Internet service provider's computer. I use a provider, so my email stuff is on their server. Notice that this server address is in the same format as the server address in a URL. The part before the @ sign is generally your user ID that your provider gives you. We'll be working with URLs and email addresses a lot during the course, so if they're a bit fuzzy right now, don't worry. Look over the screen one last time.